All students who live in communities with high poverty could get their meals at school for free with no application and no worry. It's a federal initiative called the Community Eligibility Option, and its goal is to reduce hunger and eliminate the stigma associated with students being singled out to participate in the free and reduced price lunch program. A study released this month shows school systems across the nation that are a part of CEO have seen a dramatic increase in the number of kids who eat meals at school. The director of Maryland Hunger Solutions, Michael J. Wilson, says it's been a tremendous success in some Maryland communities, and he wants more school systems to participate.
That the lunch will not cost that parent anything is a relief on the family budget, and is a relief for that parent to know that kid's going to get a healthy lunch every day of the school year.
Wilson says higher participation in school meals means children can concentrate on their lessons and not on their empty bellies. The shutdown of federal programs has not affected school lunches yet, but if it isn't resolved soon, even that staple, the basic school lunch, will also be threatened. Madeline Levin with the Food Research and Action Center says the program, CEO, has been relatively easy to implement.
It really, on the ground, works so well because schools are able to operate more efficiently, and the resources that they used to spend collecting applications and school meal fees is put into more productive tasks.
She describes those tasks as improving meal quality and providing nutrition education to staff and students. I'm Allison Burns reporting for Maryland News Connection.